Ayin Tesra Med Aleph at the bottom. Start again because it's Itma. Harishah Yisroel Nechtzah Taholim Nechtzah Tmeim. We know if Rove of Klal Yisroel are Tameh, so everybody makes the Korban Pesach the Tumah. Everybody, even the Tahorim. If Rove are Tahor and a Miut of Tameh, so the Miut make Pesach Sheini and the Rove make Pesach Rishon. What if they're exactly half and half? Rav Omar Nechtzah, Nechtzah Karov. Each Nechtzah is considered like a Rove. Rav Kahana Omar Nechtzah, Nechtzah Eina Karov. And Rav Kahana says Nechtzah is not a Rove. Rav Omar Nechtzah, Nechtzah Karov, what does that mean? Halalo Oshim Liatzman, Vahalalo Oshim Liatzman. Each one's considered a Rove. So the Rove Tmeim make Korban Pesach Rishon, because they're Rove Tomei. The Rove Tahorim, since they're not a Miut, aren't pushed off to Pesach Sheni, because only a Miut's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So they also make Pesach Rishon. But the Maaseh, they make it separately. The Tahorim make it the Tahara, and the Tmeim make it the Tuma. Rav Kahana Omar Mechza Mechza Eina Karov. Neither one is considered like a Rove, each one's considered like a Miut. Tahorim also miss Harishon. So the Tahorim make Korban Pesach Rishon. Because the Miut, once a person is Tahor, doesn't get pushed to Pesach Sheni. Tmeim also miss Hasheni. And the Tmeim, since they're considered a Miut, they're not considered a Rove, they make Pesach Sheni. Ika di Amrei, some learn this Machlokas differently. Omrav Kahana, Nechza Nechza Eino Karov. Tahorim also miss Harishon. So therefore, the Tahorim make Korban Pesach Rishon. And Tmeim ain't osim lois harishon lois hasheni. And the Tmeim can't make either one. They can't make Pesach Rishon because since they're not like Rove, they can't make a Betumah. And they can't make Pesach Sheni because Lamaisa, they're not a Miut. They're not a Rove, but they're not a Miut either. They're considered a Dover B'fnei Atzmo. So as a Rove, they can't make Korban Pesach Rishon Betumah. And as a Miut, they can't make Pesach Sheni. So Mela, what's it called? They don't make either Pesach. See? Halalo Osim Liatzvam B'Tahara, the Halalo Osim Liatzvam B'Tumah. Tahorim lo avdi betuma, tahavi karov. Barov tahorim lo avdi betuma. The tahorim don't make it together with the people of Tomei because they're considered like a rov. And the rov people of Tahor, you don't make the korban pesach betuma. Utmeim l'sheni lo midchim, and yet the ones who are Tomei aren't nidchet to pesach sheni, mishum tahavi noni ruba, because they're also considered like a rov. The ruba l'sheni lo midchim. Rov never goes to pesach sheni. So mele, they make korban pesach rishon. Tahorim osim es harishon b'tayra. Dinomi miyutanin hu islu l'mevet harishon b'tumo. V'chosh ken ki avdei b'tayra shaper domi. So the first one, the ones who are tahor, the half that are tahor, make Pesach Rishon b'tahara. And the Tmeim osim es hasheni. And the Tmeim, since they're not considered a rov, they're considered a miyut, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. T'kivin de'enam kerov nidon kin miyut nidon l'sheni. A miyut is pushed to Pesach Sheni if they're tahor. Utmeim ain't osim lois harishon. T'kivin de'eno kerov lo avdi betumah. They can't make Pesach Rishon because they're not considered a rove. And only rove Tmeim makes Pesach Rishon betumah. V'sheni nami lo de'eno miyut. And the second one they can't do, they're not a miyut either. They're not a rove, they're not a miyut. They can't make Pesach Sheni, they can't make Pesach Rishon either. They can't make Pesach Rishon, they can't make Pesach Sheni either. Okay. T'nan. So now, so we have what's it called? Two different dais in Rav Kahana and one day in Rav. Okay? Rav says that where's Mechza, Mechza, everybody makes Pesach Rishon. The Tmeim, the Tumah, and the Tahorim, the Tara. Rav Kahana says that it's not Kerov, and there's two different ways that of Rav Kahana, what Rav Kahana said. One is that the Tahorim make Pesach Rishon, and the Tmeim are pushed to Pesach Sheni. And the second one is the Tahorim make Pesach Rishon, and the Tmeim can't make either one. Because they're not a Rove to make Pesach Rishon, and they're not a Miut to make Pesach Sheni. T'nan. Nitma Kahal. Nitma Kahal O Rubo. O Shehoyu HaKohanim Tmeim. Vakal Tahorim. Yasa Betuma. Says in our Mishnah that if the Kahal, or Rove of it, Mashma Ruba Huda Avdi Betuma, Avapalgo Palga Vo Avdi. Barishok. Right? Kasha Barav. Bechora, what's it called for me? Exactly half, and not Rove. Then what's it called? Then they would not make Pesach Rishon, right? They'd be pushed to Pesach Sheni. This is Mashma. It's only because they're Rove that they make Pesach Rishon. But Palga Palga, Metza Metza, not Kashav Rav, the Kashan Rav, Omer Lacharav, Ruba Avde, Kula Betuma, Palgu Palga Halala Wosim Liasman, Halala Wosim Liasman. No, what the Mishnah means to say is, if it's Rove to Mayim, then everybody makes it Betuma, even the Tahorim. But if it's half and half, then the Tmeyim make it Petuma, and the Tahorim make it Petahara. Hachinam Nistabra, the Gemara says that that's the way to learn it. Diktoni Seifa Nitman Miu Takal Tahorim Osim Esarishon, or Tmeyim Osim Esarishoni. The Seifa says that if a Miut of the Kahal became Tamei, then the Miut makes Pesach Sheni, and the Rov makes Pesach Rishon Petahara. Miut Udavdi Vesheni. Dafka, if it's a Miut, do they make Pesach Sheni? I'm a palgo palgo, lo, but if it's half and half, not a miut, then taka, they don't make Pesach Sheni. V'avdi Barisho. V'halolo osim liatzvon. V'halolo osim liatzvon. So what do they do? Like Rav. That they all make Pesach Rishon, except the Tmeyim make a Petuma, and the Tahorim make a Petara. I, Ve'ele, Kashiv Rav Kahana. But this whole thing is Kashiv Rav Kahana. Because Rav Kahana says, even Mechzal Mechza, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni, or they don't make it at all. The ones who are Tommy. Omar v'chorav kahana, nitmu miut hakal, right, if the miut of the kahal were Tommy, then tahorim osim esarishon, utmeim osim esasheni. Right, that's the halacha when a miut are Tommy. Ho palgu palga, tahorim osim esarishon, ava utmeim ein emosim lo esarishon lo esasheni. Right, but if it's half and half, then the first ones talk of meg pesach rishon, and the second ones don't make pesach sheni, they don't do anything. Well, says, that's good according to the second lashon of Rav Kahana. What's the lashon of Basra of Rav Kahana? And the lahach lishon of Rav Kahana, tahori mosim esarishon, utmei mosim esasheni, Michael and Amor, it says only a miut make Pesach Sheni. But if it would be half and half, the miut would not make Pesach Sheni. Right? So, the chora, it's not true. According to Rav Kahana's first lashon, the half that's tamei make Pesach Sheni, because they're considered like a miut. Omer lacha Rav Kahana, who had did that filu palgo palga nami, tahorin osin esarishon, tmeim esasheni. No, it's not only when most people are tahor, and some are tamei, that the some who are tamei make pesach sheni, even if it's exactly half and half. Right? The high diktoni miut akal, why did it say dafka miut? It should have said, even half the kal are tamei, they make pesach sheni. I did the tana reisha, rubo, since the reisha said ro, and that's the only case where everybody makes it Pesach Rishon, and nobody makes Pesach Sheni. Tananami Sefer Miuto. The Sefer said the opposite of Rov is Miut. But then a Chanami would include half and half too. Rashi. Yasu Betuma. Afa Tahori. When it's Rov that are Tamei, then everybody makes it Betuma, even the Tahori. Rubahu, he itmi rubahu da'avdei tmeim rishon v'tuma. Only when they're rove, do they, what's it called, do the tmeim make the korban pesach rishon v'tuma. Av a palgo palgo, lo avdei tmeim rishon klav. Mashra, if it's half and half, they, the ones who are tamei do not make pesach rishon. So it's a kashan rav. It says, kulo afilo a tahorim ein tzrichon lizor b'shmiras tahara. No, when it's rove, even the tahorim make pesach rishon v'tuma. When it's half and half, then these do to themselves, and these do for themselves, but everybody makes Pesach Rishon. Mistaber the Pau Gupaga Nomi Tmeim Avdi Betuma Velo Mitru. Mistaber like that, that half and half, everybody makes Pesach Rishon, but that's what the Mishnah means. Okay, but Rav, the Omer Halolo Liasma, Halolo Liasma. That's good according to Rav. But according to Rav Kahana, according to the second Lashon, that the Tmeim don't make either Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni, the Omer Tmeim Enosin Lo Zeh Velo Zeh, Hadikani Tmeim Nitchim the Sheni, Hechim Esratzula. Nice, it says that Tmeim go to Pesach Sheni. Right? How could that be? Okay, we didn't get it yet, okay? Okay, Tanya. Tanya Kavase, the Rav. Tanya Kavase, the Rav. Kahana Ketrei Lishnei. We have Bryces like every single Shita. Bryce that says like Rav. A brisa that says like Kahana according to the first Lashon, and a brisa that says like Rav Kahana according to the second Lashon. Tanya Kavosi the Rav. First brisa that says like Rav. Kol Yisrael mechta tahorim mechta tmeim. Halala wasim liatzman, but halala wasim liatzman. Just like Rav says, half and half, so the each one's considered like rov. Rov tmeim make korban pesach rishon to themselves, and the rov tahorim make korban pesach rishon to themselves. So you have each half makes korban pesach rishon, but separately. Unlike where if rov were tamei mamish, then everybody would make it for tumah. Tanya Kalishna Kama the Rav Kahana. So Bryce that says exactly what Rav Kahana said according to the first lashon. Hari Shahar Yisrael Mechta Tahorim Mechta Tmeim. Same case, half and half. Tahorim Osim Esarisha. Tmeim Osim Esashem. Exactly what Rav Kahana said according to the first lashon. The first ones are not considered like a rove, but they make Korban Pesach Rishon even if they're not a rove Tahorim. Anybody who's Tahor, as long as rove aren't Tamei, you make Pesach Rishon. And the other ones, since they're not a rov, they don't make Pesach Rishon. And since they're not a miut, they don't make Pesach Sheni either. And since they're a bunch of them, not a rov, they make Pesach Sheni. That's the first question. The Tanya Kalishna Basra, and it's a brisa that says just like the same thing that Rav Kahana said according to the second lashon. Hari Shahar Yisrael Mechza Tahorim Mechza Tmeim Tahorim Osim Esarishon Tmeim Enon Shemor Esarishon Osasheni. Perish. That, what's it called? The first ones make Pesach Rishon. They're not considered like a rove, but they're Tor. So they make Pesach Rishon. The second ones are not like a rove, but they're not like a miut. So they don't make either Korban Pesach. They can't make Rishon because they're not a rove. They can't make Sheni because they're not a miut. Only a miut is Nidchel Sheni. They're exactly half. Mamele, they don't make either Korban Pesach. So where it says, the Rav of the Vishnu Basra the Rav Kahana, right, according to Rav, and according to the second lashon of Rav Kahana, Hodatani Tahori Moshe Mesarishon, Utmei Moshe Mesasheni, Hechemis Ratzavah. The Brisa that said that the Tahori make Korban Pesach Rishon, but Netzah Metzah, and the Tmei make Pesach Sheni, that does not go according to Rav, right? Even though it's a Brisa that says like each one, but what are they going to do with the Brisa that's not like that? So according to the Brisa that says that the when Netzah Metzah, so the Tahorim make Rishon, and the Tmeim make Pesach Sheni. That's great according to the second Lashon of according to the first Lashon of Kahana. But it doesn't come out with the second Lashon of Kahana, or like Rav. What are they going to do with that Brisa? Mara says, Hechi Mitarzala, how are they going to explain this Brisa that shouldn't contradict them? Kigon, Shehoi Yisrael, and they could have just said, no, it's a Machlokas Tanoim, and we hold like the other Tana. But if you have another way of explaining, it's better to explain like that. Kigon Shehoi Yisrael Mechza Tahorim Mechza Tmeim V'Noshim Mashlimos L'Tmeim. Okay, that Klal Yisrael was exactly half Tahor and half Tamei, but the half Tamei included women. Without the women, there was a mixus Tamei. There was a miut of Tmeim. With the women, it was exactly half and half. U'Kesav V'Noshim B'Rishon Rishos. And this Tana holds that Noshim, even Korban Pesach Rishon, don't have to bring Korban Pesach Rishon. So Machlokas later on, there's a man, the Omer holds that Noshim are potter from Korban Pesach. They can bring it if they want, but they don't have to. Even Pesach Rishon. So now, the Nechza or Nechza only is constituted by women. Because without women, the men are a miut, Tmeim. Okay? Dal Noshim, so take the women out. Even though it's Nechza or Nechza, but since the Mechza Tmeim counts on women, the women don't count because they're not really chayiv in Korban Pesach. So now it's really Rov Tahorim and Miu Tmeim because the women don't count. Right? Dal Noshim Mitamim Bahavilu Tmeim Miuta U Miuta Yitro Desosheni. Right? That's where we say that Mechza Mechza, the Miut, the, what's it called, the Mechza Tmeim goes to Pesach Sheni when they're not really a half. They're only half counting women. But without the women, they're a miut. Manila, everybody agrees that they are nidcha to Pesach Sheni. You don't count the women. Ulalishna kama derab kahana. Hodetanya, tahorim osim asarishon. Utmeim ein osim mo asarishon asasheni. How about that brisa that says that the tahorim make Pesach Rishon, and the tmeim don't make either one? Right? What is Rav Kahana going to do with that according to the first lashon, where he holds that they're nidcha to Pesach Sheni? Hechi mitaritzila, how's he going to explain that? So he says like this, Rav mitaritzila, Rav will be able to explain it like this. Kigon Shoy Yisrael mechza tmeim or mechza tahorim, v'noshim otfos ala tahorim. The men were exactly half and half, But there were women who were Tahorim who made it more Tahorim than Tameim. Okay, in other words, without the women, it was half and half. With the women, there was more Tahorim than Tameim. Ukesavar, Noshim Barishan Chorban. This Tana holds that Noshim have to bring Korban Pesach Rishon. So they do count. So even though the men were half and half, that's what it's talking about. When it says half and half, it means the men were half and half. But the women made it more Tahorim than Tameim. So then, that's the halacha. Uvesheni, on the other hand, are what's it called? Noshim Barishan Chov, Uvesheni Rishus. But women, by Korban Pesach Sheni, are only Rishus. Even if they didn't bring the Rishon, they don't have to bring the Sheni. They're allowed to, but they don't have to. So Barishan lo avde dehavile miut. Umiut lo avde Barishan. So by Korban Pesach Rishon, the Tmeim are a miut, because you count the women. Because Pesach Rishon, the women are chayavim. So the women count. Mela, there's more Tahorim than Tmeim. So the Tmeim are a miut. So they don't make Korban Pesach Rishon. Uvesheni lo avde, dal moshe minayu v'havalu palgo palgo. Because by Korban Pesach Sheni, the women don't count. So now it reverts back to being exactly half and half. But Michas Chinuch says that everything is kavua by what it was like by Pesach Rishon. And then the nailer, you have the same, you don't have to count again by Pesach Sheni. Whatever the matzav was by Pesach Rishon, that's what's koveya for Pesach Sheni. You don't make a new count. So nailer, everything stays static. Since by Pesach Rishon, there was half by the men, half and half, right? But if you counted the women, there was more Tahorim. And women do count for Pesach Rishon. So therefore, the Tameim were a miut, so they didn't make Pesach Rishon. Masha'enke, now that same amount we now transpose to Pesach Sheni. What was it like by Pesach Rishon? It was exactly half and half with men, and the women only made it extra. Okay? Now, the fact is that what's it called? You don't count the women by Pesach Sheni. The women that counted by Pesach Rishon don't count now by Pesach Sheni. Memela, now the people who didn't make Pesach Rishon, who were supposed to make Pesach Sheni, are not a miut anymore. There, he holds that Metzah's Karov. So they can't make Pesach Sheni. Because only a miut can make Pesach Sheni. They're no longer a miut. They're a Metzah now. Right? Klapi Pesach Sheni, they're a Metzah. Klapi Pesach Rishon, they're a miut. Because Pesach Rishon, you count the women. Pesach Sheni, you don't. There's a, what's it called, Svasemeth, who says, not like the Minchas Chinuch, he's Medayik Matosis, that each Pesach, you make the count again. It happens to be, it remained the same. But Lamaisa, you don't. Everything does not go after what it was like Pesach Rishon. In Pesach Sheni, you count up the people now who are Tomei, and if there's more than it was before, then it can affect it. Okay. V'havilu palgo palgo, palgo palgo, v'lo avdi b'sheni. Right? That's how Rav would explain it. V'rav Kahana, the omer palgo nomi avdi b'sheni. According to Rav Kahana, that even if they're half and half, they make Pesach Sheni, so you can't explain it like that. So how do you explain the case, what's it called, the one that says that they don't make Pesach Sheni at all, right, the Tmeim? Hachi Matarisla. This is the way Rav Kahana would explain it according to the first Lashon. Kigon Shehar Yisrael Mechtzah Tahorim Mechtzah Tmeim, V'noshim Ashlimos L'Tahorim. Klal Yisrael was exactly half Tomei and half Tahor, but you needed to count the women to make the half Tahor. Meaning without the women, they would have been more Tomei than Tahor. Okay, it's only because you count the women that it's half and half. Ukesavar noshim barishon chova, uvesheni rishus. And this Tana holds that women, according to Pesach Rishon, have to bring it, and Pesach Sheni, they don't have to. So they count Lagabi Pesach Rishon, but not Lagabi Pesach Sheni. That means Lagabi Pesach Rishon, it's exactly Nechzal Nechzal. Okay? And since Rav Kahana holds Nechzal Nechzal is not Kerov, so the Tmeim don't bring Korban Pesach. But the Tahorim do. Okay? Barishan Loavdi, the Havilu Palgo, Palgo, Palgo Barishan Loavdi. The Sheni Nomi Loavdi, but the second Pesach, they're not going to be able to bring either. Why? Because if you take the women away from the Tahorim, it comes out that there's a miut of Tahorim and a robe of Tmeim. And a robe of Tmeim don't bring Pesach Sheni. They couldn't bring Rishon because you count the women, and then they're half and half. But they can't bring Pesach Sheni either, because not counting the women, there's a rove Tameim, right? And a rove Tameim don't bring Pesach Sheni. Dal Moshe Minayu, Minat Tahorim
Havi lahu tmeim ruba. The ruba lo avde b'sheni. Now the one says, Rav Kahana, hodetanya hari shahoy yisro mechta tahorim, umechta tmeim. Halalo osim liatzman, vahalalo osim liatzman. Both Rav Kahana's first lashon and second lashon, this price, it goes like Rav. That if there was half and half, then the tahorim make it b'tahara, and the tmeim make it b'tumah, because it's considered like robe. Each one's considered like robe. So the Tahorim make it Pesach Rishon, and the Tmeim also make Pesach Rishon, so make it separately. What is Rav Kahana going to do with that price? Heichi Mitaritzlo, Omer Lecha Rav Kahana, Tanoi, Enochanami, you have no answer. In other words, well, we're stuck, we have to say, Enochanami, this price, it can't go like me. There's no way for me to explain it. So there's a Machlokas Tanoi. Ikalamandi Omer Metzal Metzal Karov, the Ikalamandi Omer Metzal Metzal Enochanami, Enochanami, there is a Machlokas Tanoi, except I hold like the Tana, who holds, that Netzah, Netzah is not Kerov. So there is one Brysa I can't explain, according to me, says Rav Kahana. But all the other Brysas could go like me.
Also, Rashi. L'Rav, to Omer Halalu Liatzman, the Halalu Liatzman. L'Lishna Basad Rav Kahana, to Omer Tmeim Enoshim Lozeh Velozeh. Hodit Tani Tmeim Nitcha Lesheni Heichem Itachshava. The Brysa that says that the Tmeim, by Netzah, Netzah, are Nitcha to Pesel Sheni, how does he explain it? Mashlimos the Tmeim, it's talking where what's it called, where the half and half is made up on the Tomei side by women. In other words, without the women, there's less Tmeim than Tahorim. With the women is exactly half and half. The Vizcharim have Tahorim Ruba. The only count man, the Zecharim are Rov Tahorim. Aval Yesh min Hanoshim, Tmeios, Yosra min HaTahoros. There's more women who are Tomei than Tahor, Adshem HaShlimos, HaChesh ben LeMechza HaMechza. So if you add up all the men and all the women, they'll come out to be exactly half and half. But if you take away the women, there'll be more anoshim tahorim than anoshim tmeim. Kesover haitan anoshim barishon rishos. The cause came to shame. Right? This Tana holds that women don't have to bring korban pesach at all. Not korban rishon, cause came pesach shame. Hilkach dal noshim mehacha dena min aminyan. Women don't count at all. Memela, it's rov tahorim. Rov Tahorim, they make Pesach Rishon, and the Tmeim make Pesach Sheni. Finished. The Zil Basar Tzchorim, Avu Tmeim Miyuto, Matchul Sheni. Avu Palgu Palgu, Ikamar, Ikamar. But if it would be a real half and half of men, then there would be different halacha. So they explain it where it's not a real half and half, it's only half and half counting women. And women don't count, it would not be either Pesach. That's how they understand it. To go show Yisrael has Tzchorim, Mechza Tahorim, U Mechza Tmeim. The other case will explain where it was exactly half and half with males. If you count the women, there's more tahorim than tmeim. With only men, it's half and half. And this Tana holds Barishon Chova, that the women have to bring Pesach Rishon. So you count the women, Legabi Pesach Rishon, and therefore, what's it called? There's a row of tahorim. So they, what's it called, can't bring Betumah. The mechza, so that's the other one, the miut, that are tummy. The hari hain b'minyan, therefore the women count. V'nim su tmeim miuta. Of course, if you count the women, there's more tahorim than tmeim. With a sheni noshim rishos. However, the second korban pesach, pesach sheni, is only rishos for women. So they don't count the gabi pesach sheni. With tonight, pligi b'honos from tergleishas. Machlokas tanoim, whether noshim rishon or chova, or what's it called, or even the Sheni Chova, or Rishos by both, or Chova of the Rishon and Rishos by Sheni, three different sheetahs. But Rishon Lo'avdi Tmeim, the Havilu Miutim. So Korban Rishon, you count the women, so the Tmeim are a Miut, so they don't bring Pesach Rishon. Right? A Miut of Tmeim never bring Pesach Rishon. With the Sheni Lo'avdi, and they can't bring Pesach Sheni either, because now they're considered about half, because you don't count the women. And without the women, the Tmeim are half, exactly half. And Rav holds exactly half is considered like Rov. Memela, they can't bring Pesach Sheni. L'gabi Sheni, ein hanoshim min aminyan. L'mehavi tahorim ruba. Hilkach lohavi Tmeim miyuta l'palka. U'l'rav, nechza metza karov, v'lo'avdi b'sheni. Memela, in that case, Rav would hold, they don't bring Pesach Sheni. But in the normal case, where the nechza metza is made up totally of men, there, what's it called? He holds that they all bring Pesach Rishon. Rav Kahana, the Omer Palga Avdi B'Sheni, Metzari Sachin. Rav Kahana says that the half, the exact half, also brings Pesach Sheni, according to the first Lashon. How is she going to explain it? Nasim mashlimos l'tahorim. It's only half and half if you count the women who are tahor. If not, it's rov to me. You don't count the women. Shelo ayu tahorim mechza al yidei anoshim. Hanos el al yidei anoshim. The only way you got a half of being tahor is by counting the women. But if you only went by men, there were more tahorim than tmeim. There's more tmeim than tahorim. The odvel saleim lo garsina. Upal gabarishim alavdi, and the neva, a miut of tmeim don't make korban pesach risha, because their half is considered like a miut. The tumma, lishna kama derav kahana. So what do? They make pesach sheni. That brisa can also go like rav kahana if you. Factor in the women. Okay, Tanoihi. Hai Tana, the Tana, Leel, the Koi Kavase. I have two Tanoim who hold like me because I can explain one Brysa that is talking where you factor in the women, and one Brysa says exactly what I say. Hai Tana, Sava Metzal Metz, Havikaro. And by the Benichanami, this third Brysa doesn't hold like me. There's no way I can explain it. The Tana, Leel, Sava Inokaro, and the other two Brysas could hold that it's not a rope. So I hold like the two brises that hold like me, even though there's one brisa that in a chadami is a time who holds, not like me.